next on the 5 o'clock report.
These crazy, sick, disturbed people who are doing this think I'll never get caught.
I went through that door with purpose. Once we started hearing the first shots, that's when everything kind of kicked into overdrive.
He's got a winning line here for the Republican nomination.
So it makes me really happy to see people smiling.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. The storm that barreled through Missouri and Chicago is upon us tonight.
Shop is leveled. Our barn is leveled. Our chicken shack is leveled, but our house is here.
A lot of sadness knowing there has been loss, but a lot of faith.
Five are dead last night alone after one tornado dropped from the sky at 3:30 in the morning just outside St. Louis. Family Life's Greg Gillespie says AAA issued some advice for New York and Pennsylvania drivers tonight ahead of the rough weather moving in.
Yeah, Kevin Williams is calling for some of those storms to be potentially severe with damaging wind gusts and heavy rain. The greatest threat for the worst weather is in the Genesee Valley and cities close to the Great Lakes. It only takes 18 inches of water to move a car off the road. AAA spokeswoman Kara Hitchin says water depth is difficult to gauge on roads. As the catchphrase says, turn around, don't drown. In addition, wind gusts can cause hydroplaning and move large trucks into other lanes. AAA says if you have to stop, try to pull off on a ramp rather than the highway shoulder or under a bridge. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Kevin will keep you fully updated with your weather forecast in just a few moments. New York Senator Chuck Schumer held a large press conference this afternoon in Brockport. Whoever called 220 public schools last week and threatened a mass shooting, he wants you to know the state is hunting for you.
A lot of these crazy, sick, disturbed people who are doing this think I'll never get caught. Once they hear and see and they'll know that some are caught, it will probably greatly reduce people who do it as well.
At every incident, a SWAT team was called. Schumer says he is done. He will make sure that schools get the cash they need to stop these fake calls.
They will be able to hire personnel. They will be able to buy machinery. They will be able to use cyber security, and they will be able to use the social media to find out who did it and then bring them to justice.
He said the more people are prosecuted, the fewer pranks there will be. The New York Democrat says the emotional toll on kids and teachers from evacuating a school during a swatting incident is significant.
Imagine the horror when a parent hears there might be an active shooter in the school. Imagine the horror of the students. It's traumatizing. And even though it's soon discovered as a false alarm, the trauma doesn't go away.
Schumer has proposed $10 million in the federal budget to track and solve incidents of swatting. For the first time since the deadly Covenant shooting in Nashville, we're hearing from the responding police officers that took down the suspect, putting their own lives on the line to save others.
Notice that all the glass to that door had been shot out. Saw shell casings on the ground, so I immediately made entry.
Detective Michael Colasso was the first to get in. He says a staff member gave him a key to enter the school quickly.
Not knowing what I was walking into, I went through that door with purpose.
Within minutes, they cleared classrooms until their training was put to the ultimate test.
Once we started hearing the first shots, that's when everything kind of kicked into overdrive for us.
The suspect fired 152 rounds, killing six people before officers intervened.
Totally proud of our men for what they did.
Highlighting the men that saved a school of children and honoring officer bravery. Now to Trump. Pundits say charging former President Donald Trump with 34 felony counts is helping, not hurting, his run for president.
What this does, it essentially has frozen this Republican race into place in some respects. It also has solidified him as the front runner.
Even Mitt Romney, who's publicly criticized Trump, says the charges are political. They arise from alleged hush money payments. Here's political scientist Larry Sabato.
He's got a winning line here for the Republican nomination. Essentially, he's going to present himself as someone who is being persecuted by his enemies.
It's working. One by one, Republican and independent foes say how Trump is being treated wrong. Trump's next court date is 8 weeks before the Iowa caucuses in December. Mike Pence will testify in court. The former vice president said today he will not appeal a federal judge's order that he testify in an ongoing investigation of former President Trump's alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It gives special counsel Jack Smith insight into Trump's behavior. It's unclear exactly when the former VP will appear before the grand jury in Washington, D.C. Is it poking the bear? House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hosted a meeting with the president of Taiwan and California this afternoon.
Taiwan is a successful democracy, a thriving economy, and a global leader in health and science.
Speaking from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, McCarthy said he's optimistic that Taiwan and the U.S. will continue to find ways to promote economic freedom and democracy. Taiwan is nestled just off the coast of China, and they are not friends with the communist nation. China warned the sit-down would be provocation, and Beijing would respond. Someone broke into Michael Jordan's mansion in Highland Park, Illinois. Police responded to a burglary in progress at the Chicago Bulls legend's home in a Chicago suburb yesterday. Officers were seen entering the home through a large gate with the number 23 on it. An Oregon mother is suing the state after it denied her the right to adopt because she does not support transgender ideology. That mom spoke to Fox News this morning.
Because I wouldn't take a child for cross-sex hormone injections, I was basically told that I'm ineligible to adopt in the state of Oregon.
Jessica Bates says her Christian faith tells her that gender and sex are not a choice. Her attorney is Christiana Kiefer with Alliance Defending Freedom.
Oregon is essentially putting ideology and politics over children. It says that it welcomes people from all cultural and religious backgrounds to adopt unless they disagree with the state's gender ideology.
Oregon adoption policy stipulates that applicants must respect, accept, and support the sexual orientation and gender expression of any adopted child. Once again, Christiana Kiefer.
Unfortunately, we're seeing increasing instances across the country of state governments really pushing their extreme gender policies down the throats of their citizens. And it's really disappointing that an incredible mom like Jessica has been barred from providing a forever home to children in need simply because of her religious convictions.
Kiefer calls the Oregon adoption policy discriminatory against Christians. The pandemic-era theater experience is changing. An interesting study out today. People now prefer movie theaters over streaming video. United Talent Agency found most moviegoers, two-thirds of them, will head to the theaters even if the film they want to see is going to be available on a stream soon. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, state budget in New York still stalled. Police are cracking down on drivers that are texting, and it's officially greenhouse season in New York and Pennsylvania, and that means summer is coming. Those stories and more after check of weather with Kevin Williams.
Here's our call for tonight. Cloudy skies or mostly cloudy skies, waves of showers. Any thunderstorm will have the potential of producing downpours, damaging wind gusts, and hail. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler. Daybreak temperatures mid-40s to the mid-50s. Still a couple of locally heavy thunderstorms in the area as well. Temperatures Thursday afternoon, 50s and 60s. Chillier Friday, clouds and sun, and high temperatures mid-40s to the middle 50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Talks to reach a deal on the late New York state budget are going nowhere. In Albany, legislative leaders met for 2 hours yesterday to hash out the main sticking point in the ongoing negotiations, bail reform. Here's Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
Bail is now taking up pretty much all the oxygen in the room, and everything else is second. I mean, conversations are still being had, but that's, I'd say, was bail and housing was 90%. Bail itself now may be 90%.
Governor Hochul wants to tweak bail reform laws, but progressive Democrats are opposed. A temporary spending measure expires next Monday. The budget deadline was last Saturday. Here's Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort.
Do I want to come back next week? No. Will I? Obviously. You know, we'll come back as we need to. And if we got to sit here through all next week, that's what we got to do, because the public deserves a budget.
Governor Hochul's housing compact remains unpopular with downstate Democrats. They call it a state-sponsored land grab. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro spoke about the challenges facing the state's farming industry at the State Farm Show complex in Harrisburg Tuesday.
When our farmers succeed, Pennsylvania succeeds. And we need to think about it that way.
The governor is promising $25 million in state aid to help chicken farmers recoup losses in the coop from an avian flu outbreak. New York State Police are cracking down on distracted driving. It's part of the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign that runs through Monday, April 10th. Next to speeding, distracted driving is the most common cause for car crashes in the country. Pennsylvania's largest coal-fired power plant will shut down this summer. Decommissioning of the Homer City Power Plant will begin July 1st. It's located 50 miles east of Pittsburgh. Rochester, New York-based Wegmans has once again been named one of the best places to work in all of America. It came in number 4 this year on Fortune Magazine's yearly top 100 list. It's the 26th time that Wegmans has made that list. And it's finally greenhouse season in New York and Pennsylvania. We are so ready for the weather to warm up. Marcho's Florist and Greenhouse in Susquehanna County is a balmy 79 degrees.
It's just nice because it's the first time you actually get to see all your reoccurring customers every year. And it's really nice to see everybody for the first time.
Owner Michelle Marcho says hanging baskets are blooming, and for Easter, hyacinths and mini daffodils are ready.
Ordering, guessing whether it's going to be bigger or smaller than last year, inventory-wise, what we should order and what we should grow on.
She says flowers can pull people out of a sour mood.
That first pop of color, it really brings everybody to life. My purpose in life is to make people happy, even though I grow plants for a living. So somehow that coincides with each other, and it does. It makes me really happy to see people smiling.
Flowers and spring hand in hand. It's time next for tonight's Market Report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks ending the day mostly lower, but the Dow finishing up moderately higher. The ADP Employment Survey report released today, a measure of private payrolls, indicated more slowdowns in the U.S. job market than analysts were expecting. As market uncertainty continues, gold is hovering near all-time highs. Within the S&P 500, healthcare led in gains, while consumer discretionary had the steepest sell-off. The Dow was up 80 points, the NASDAQ fell 219, and the S&P 500 lost 10. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
As the tax filing deadline approaches, I want to remind you about a few changes this year. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. One change is that the deadline isn't April 15th this year. It's April 18th. In part, that's because the 15th falls on a weekend this year. Another change is that the standard deduction is higher, just under $13,000 for singles and just under $26,000 for joint filers. There are additional amounts for those 65 or older. The amount of the child tax credit has gone down this year. It's back to $2,000 after rising to a higher level briefly. And there's no separate deduction this year for charitable contributions. There are other changes here and there, so read the instructions carefully. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, one of the pilots that will go to the moon next year for the Artemis space mission loves Jesus. His story in 45 seconds after weather with Kevin Williams.
This potent storm system affecting the Midwest and Great Lakes, generating waves of showers and thunderstorms in our area that'll carry us through much of the night. Any of those thunderstorms could be locally quite vociferous, shall we say, so please be alert and skywise. Here's our call for tonight. Cloudy skies, or mostly cloudy skies, waves of showers. And in these showers will come embedded thunderstorms, and these thunderstorms can, especially this evening, be locally strong to severe with damaging wind gusts, hail, downpours again on a localized basis, tapering as that activity pushes east overnight. Temperatures will drop overnight back into the mid-40s to mid-50s for most. For tomorrow, it's morning showers, breaks of afternoon sun, cooler, 50s and 60s in the afternoon, chillier on Friday with a sun-cloud mix, the high temperature Friday, mid-40s to the middle-50s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, one of the pilots of next year's Artemis mission to the moon is an outspoken Christian. Bob Agnew profiles NASA's Victor Glover.
The 10-day mission is scheduled to launch next year. Glover previously served as flight engineer on the International Space Station for Expedition 64. It was on that mission he packed a Bible and communion cups and watched virtual services of his church back home.
Glover follows in the faith footsteps of other lunar travelers. Apollo 8 astronauts read the creation story from Genesis on the first orbit of the moon. Buzz Aldrin celebrated communion shortly after Apollo 11 made the first moon landing. And that is the world that we live in for the 5th of April. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.